Random House Audio presents The Department of Mad Scientists, How DARPA is Remaking Our World from the Internet to Artificial Limbs by Michael Belfiore. This is Michael Belfiore. Acknowledgements. This book could not have been written without the support of DARPA Director Tony Tether, DARPA Public Affairs Officer Jan Walker and her staff, and the DARPA program managers and contractors who granted me interviews. I thank them for taking a chance on me and this project. I also want to thank my editor at Smithsonian Books, Elizabeth Disregard, whose keen editorial eye and intuitive understanding of what I wanted to accomplish unerringly guided the ultimate shape of this book. Thanks also to my agent Linda Lowenthal of the David Black Literary Agency, Seth Fletcher and Bjorn Carey, who assigned me stories on DARPA topics for Popular Science, Leander Caney and Noah Schachtman, my editors at Wired News, and my wife, Wendy Kagan, for her support through another book project. And finally, to my good friend, Harry LeBlanc, for suggesting a variation of the subtitle. Introduction. I first met the Autodoc in a science fiction novel. Back then, it was on a starship, and it allowed its user to live practically forever, pretty much a requirement for interstellar travel, even at near-light speeds. Now I was seeing it in the flesh, as it were, squatting in a corner of a Silicon Valley laboratory, looking like a giant mechanized insect with its mouth parts and legs poised over an operating table. The body on the table...